So it's the beginning of the chapter. It's chapter 11, canto 8. So I just wanted to give a little bit of background before we start on this. And it's we will read first the summary of the chapter, and then first four verses. On the board, I think there is fifth verse. Is there is no purport. So eighth chapter in itself, this eighth canto. It starts with the Manus and administrators of the universe. Then there is three chapters. They go for elephant Gajendra, that how Gajendra had the moksha, how he surrendered and went back home, back to Godhead. Then on the fourth chapter, fifth chapter, the demigods, they approached to the Lord for protection because Bali Maharaj, he became so strong and what happened, like Durvasa Muni was going by and his disciple Indra was coming on his elephant right after taking this nectar. He became somewhat proud, and so Durvasa Muni gave a garland to Indra, and Indra was puffed up and he gave that flower garland to his elephant, and elephant being an animal, he pulled it out, put on his foot, crushed that, and this made the Durvasa Muni very... This is not the same Durvasa that we read in Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. So he became angry and he cursed them that all the opulence would go away. You will lose your position, that what you are puffed up. And so that way their power become reduced, and Bali Maharaj became very, very powerful, and he wanted to fight with them again because Mohini Murti gave all the, after the churning the ocean, that all the, so this milk ocean would come later on, but anyway, these demigods, they appeal for the protection. They go to the personality of Godhead and then they say that now the demons are very powerful, you make a truce. And he tells them a story about mouse and the snake, that there was a snake and mouse were trapped in a basket, and this is Lord is giving this instruction or giving this story to the demigods. And then naturally the mouse is the natural food for the snake, so rather than eating him, he said that let us make a truce, let us just open a hole in the basket so this mouse can cut with his sharp teeth and a snake cannot do that, and then we both would be out. So he makes the hole, and as soon as they are ready to go out, the snake eats the mouse, and that way he fulfills both his desire to get out as well as eat his food also. So same way the Lord suggested that now the demons are very powerful, and you make a truce with them, so that way you could drink a nectar, so you will become immortal for long life. So this Indra goes to Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj and these two, they make a truce and they plan to churn the milk ocean. So there are chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8 that goes on the churning of the milk ocean. And then there is another chapter 9th that is for the Mohini Murti, that she distributes this nectar to all the demigods, and then the demons do not get any nectar at all except the Rahu, who gets, and then although his head is chopped off, but still he remains alive because he took the nectar, so he remains just by his head. And later on, this infuriates that they did not get the nectar, the purpose, and they were defeated when they knew that Mohini Murti is Vishnu himself. So they became very angry, and Bali Maharaj and all the his demonic forces, they want to fight with the demigods. Although they had drunk the nectar and they knew that it would be very difficult, but they were also very powerful. Bali Maharaj is son of Virochan, who is son of Prahlad Maharaj. So is a very devotee king also, and very powerful. So they attack on the Swargaloka, on the Indra's planet, and so it's so much so that fight happens that practically the demigods had to leave the kingdom or their heavenly planet. So then they prays to the personality of Godhead, so who appears and he fights on behalf of the demigods. So in this particularly canto, many incarnations of the demigods happen. not Krishna's incarnation. Many incarnations of Krishna are there, are described in this particular canto, like Mohini Murti and the turtle incarnation. Then there is Ajit incarnation on the top, then the hold, and even the churning was done by the personality of Godhead. Now he comes to fight on behalf of the demigods. So different incarnations, they happen. And so in this our current chapter, that when the Lord Krishna or Narayan, he kills many demons, and then thus they were taken to, the demons they were killed by their gods, they are taken to Shukracharya. Shukracharya is the spiritual master of the demons. So they go there. So we are reading from this King Indra annihilates the demons. So that is the chapter of the chapter 11. So we'll read the summary study, and then we will go to the verse. So having been graced by the supreme personality of Godhead, the demigods began fighting the demons again. With renewed energy, King Indra released his thunderbolt against Bali, and when Bali fell, his friend Jambasur attacked Indra, who then cut off Jambasur's head with his thunderbolt. When Narad Muni learned that Jambasur had been killed, he informed Jambasur's relatives Namuchi, Bal and Pak, who then went to the battlefield and attacked the demigods. Indra, king of heaven, severed the heads of Bal and Pak and released the weapon known as Kulisha. Kulisha is the name of the thunderbolt. So against Namuchi's shoulder, the thunderbolt, however, returned unsuccessful. See, this thunderbolt is so invincible that in the past, when the mountains were flying, they had the wings. And mountains, when they will come down, they will crush so many living beings. The trees, the animals, the human beings. So Indra thought that to protect the citizens, so he cut off all the wings of the mountains. Mountains could fly and go from one place to another. So with his thunderbolt, he cut them all off, all the mountains practically. And it was so invincible that nobody could defeat with this thunderbolt. Means at least it halted the demon. Like with the thunderbolt, he killed Vritrasura also, and so many big, very powerful demons. But here the Namuchi worshipped the Lord, and then he got a boon. That boon was that he would not be killed by either wet weapon or a dry weapon. So weapon could be either wet or dry. So when Namuchi was not hurt, the Indra, then he was very much perturbed, and there was a voice that came, unseen voice came from the sky. The voice declared, a dry or wet weapon cannot kill Namuchi. Hearing this voice, Indra began to think of how Namuchi could be killed. He then thought of foam, which is neither moist nor dry. So he made a weapon with the foam, ocean foam, which is neither water nor it is a dry. So using a weapon of foam, he was able to kill the Namuchi. Thus Indra and the other demigods killed many demons. Then at the request of Lord Brahma, Narad went to the demigods and forbade them to kill the demons any longer. All the demigods then returned to their abodes. Following the instruction of Narad, whatever demons remained alive on the battlefield took Bali Maharaj to Asta Mountain. There, by the touch of Shukracharya's hand, Bali Maharaj regained his senses and consciousness, and those demons whose heads and bodies had not been completely lost were brought back to the life by mystic power of Shukracharya. So they all became alive again, ready to fight and take revenge from the demigods and Indra. So I will just read the translation of the four verses, then we will read fifth verse, which is on the board. Sukhdev Goswami said, thereafter, by the supreme grace of the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, all the demigods headed by Indra and Vayu were brought back to life. Being enlivened, the demigods began severely beating the very same demons who had defeated them before. When the most powerful Indra became angry and took his thunderbolt in hand to kill Maharaj Bali, the demons began lamenting, alas, alas. Sober and tolerant and well equipped with paraphernalia for fighting, Bali Maharaj moved before Indra on the great battlefield. King Indra, who always carries the thunderbolt in his hand, rebuked Bali Maharaj as follows. Indra said, "O rascal, as a cheater sometimes binds the eyes of a child and takes away his possessions, you are trying to defeat us by displaying some mystic power, although you know that we are the masters of all such mystic powers." So this was, Indra was saying that like a child is blindfolded and then somebody can steal his things. So the same way, Indra said that you are trying to give so many mystic powers on us, but we are the masters of that mystic power, you can't defeat. So now this next verse that we have, text 5. "Those fools and rascals who want to ascend to the upper planetary system by mystic power or mechanical means, or who endeavor to cross even the upper planets and achieve the spiritual world or liberation, I cast to be sent to the lowest region, I cast to be sent to the lowest region of the universe." Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There are undoubtedly different planetary systems for different persons. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14:18, "Urdhvam gachyanti sattvastah." Persons in the mode of goodness can go to the upper planets. Those in modes of darkness and passion, however, are not allowed to enter the higher planets. The word Divam refers to the higher planetary system known as Swargaloka. Indra, king of the higher planetary system, has the power to push down any conditioned soul attempting to go from the lower to the higher planets without proper qualifications. The modern attempt to go to the moon is also an attempt by inferior men to go to Swargaloka by artificial mechanical means. This attempt cannot be successful. From this statement of Indra, it appears that anyone attempting to go to the higher planetary systems by mechanical means, which are here called Maya, is condemned to go to the hellish planets and the lower portions of the universe. To go to the higher planetary system, one needs sufficient good qualities. A sinful person, situated in the mode of ignorance and addicted to drinking, meat-eating and illicit sex, will never enter the higher planets by mechanical means. Om Agyantimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Shnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Sha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krapa Sindubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this particular verse, Indra is rebuking Bali Maharaj that you are unqualified. You don't have proper qualifications to come and usurp my kingdom. So I have the power to push you down. Don't try to fight with me. So he's trying to depress Bali Maharaj, although he was also very, very exalted. But Srila Prabhupada beautifully taking into consideration that people, they think that modern man has always dreamt of conquering space, of going to other planets. Science has used rockets, spaceships, and Sputniks to help man in his cherished quest. But such men, according to Srila Prabhupada and according to Srimad Bhagavatam, cannot reach there. Like as I came to United, like came here to United Kingdom, I needed a visa. So there is a boundary and there is a need for proper qualification. You need certain permission from the higher authorities. So same way, the people without taking, there are, Chandra has, there is a moon god in the Chandra planet, and moon is the one which supplies all the juices and all the nourishment and all the fruits and grains and vegetations and flowers. They all come because of the moon. So how one can just say that moon has, is completely barren, it's all rocks and sand and there is no life? How it is possible when moon itself is giving life to so many other plants? So also the moon is at a distance, like it's above the sun planet. Sun planet is about 95 million miles away from the earth planet, and another 1.6 million miles away from the sun planet is moon planet, means more higher. So total close to 97 million year, so many miles away is this moon planet. And if one Sputnik or rockets, the speed of rocket is about 18,000 miles per hour. Like we could go from United States to India in about 20 minutes by the rocket. But to take that distance, it will take about 7 months to cross. The Brahmalok would take about 40,000 years to go with that speed. So it's not possible that people of this planet could go to such distant planets and think that they have been there or declare that they have conquered the moon planet. They might have gone, like in all the newspapers in America and other places, that they have gone to Arizona deserts and put their flat and brought some rocks and sand from there and declaring that they well spent the money of the public money. But that was not true, and Prabhupada many times, like, he puts this point. So in history also, like, this is the modern time, but in old times there was a person who wanted to go like this. Although to go to the heavenly planet is not difficult, that is, there is a proper process. That Srila Prabhupada wrote this book, and the first book that he wrote is Easy Journey to Other Planets. It was long ago, in 1940s, that he wrote this book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. And so one can go, and it is very nicely Srila Prabhupada wrote that book at like time. And we are also, why we are want to go to other planets? Because we have been traveling in so many universes. Our soul is eternal, and we go from one planet to another, so many different planets that we have been going. So we have a habit of traveling. Although traveling is difficult, there is so many problems, so much anxiety, so much preparations, visa, so much expenses, where you will live, what you will eat, so many things. But still, that is, the soul is going or traveling in so many places, it has tendency to travel to other planetary system. But there is problem everywhere, in any planets. So there was in Vedic stories or Vedic literature, there is person that who wanted to go with this body. Who was that, if anybody knows? Who was that person who wanted to go? Who? Hiranyakashipu? No, what name? I could not hear. Go to the, like, Swargaloka, higher planets. Who? Yeah, Hiranyakashipu wanted to go, or he conquered that by his power, but that was for a short while. Ravan also wanted to build stairs. But there is another, Harishchandra's father, King Harishchandra, who is known for his truthfulness, that he wanted, his father wanted to go, and later on he was called Trishanku. Trishanku means who is hanging in between. So what happened? Trishanku wanted to go with the same body to heavenly planet, and he first tried to ask Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni is the priest for the Sun dynasty, Lord Ramchandra. King Harishchandra's dynasty, like in his, after many, many life, like many, many kings, Lord Ramchandra comes in the Sun dynasty. Harishchandra was more long before even Lord Ramchandra. And means the previous, his father. So, Harishchandra's father wanted to go, and he asked Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni was for a long time from Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. So he was alive for a long life, Vasishtha Muni had. And so Vasishtha Muni refused that I cannot perform yajna for such a purpose. You have to be qualified. Then he went to his children's, Vasishtha Muni's children. They also refused. Then he went to Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra, he was like initially he was a king. He was a Kshatriya. And he was a king. And he was received very well by Vasishtha Muni. One time he was passing by, and Vasishtha Muni, who is a Brahmarshi and guru of Lord Ramchandra, he received him very well, and he had a Kamdhenu cow, and he provided him so much comforts. And then when he knew that this is all because of the cow, he wanted to take away the cow. And Vasishtha Muni refused to give him the cow. And he was, although he was very powerful king, Vishwamitra was defeated. So Vishwamitra wanted to become Brahmarshi. He wanted to do austerities, tapasya, and take the boon from the higher demigods to become a Brahmarshi. So this Trishanku, or this king, father of Harishchandra, does anybody know what is the name of this Harishchandra's father? See, Trishanku's name became later on. But before, his name was some different king. I don't remember that. But anyway, he asked to Vishwamitra, and Vishwamitra agrees that, yes, I will help you. And he puts the like oblations, and he asks the fire god to come. Fire never comes. Then he creates his own fire. Then he gives oblations of butter and so many other ingredients. But the demigods don't come to take part in that. Then by his own power, he ascends this Trishanku to the heavenly planet. And in the heavenly planet, they smell of the human being. So they think that there is some human being here, because human being has a smell from their sweat and body. So Indra knew, and then he pushes him down. And then he's shouting when he was coming down with his head down, legs up, and then he was shouting for help. So Vishwamitra again put some oblations in the fire, and by some mantra, or there as mantra was very, very potent, then he stops him, and he says that if Indra does not want, I will create another heaven for you. And he creates another heaven, but that is caused the disturbance, and Brahma and Gayatri and they all the worshipable deities of Vishwamitra, they all come and forbid him that not to create the disturbance in the universal affairs. So that way, and then the Trishanku comes, but because of this sinful activity of going to the heavenly planet without any qualifications, he got diseased, and his body became very, very old and wrinkled and sick, and then he ruled for some time, and then Harishchandra takes over. So there are like this, that people, they want to go, although by the power somebody can go. In olden ages, people had qualification, like Arjun went to heavenly planet, and then he learned like dancing art, and then become, when he become Anuj, then he was teaching to Uttara the dance, like he became like a woman, and then he was teaching Uttara the dancing. So there is many such histories. Any another personalities that you know that who went to this higher planetary system, like heavenly planets or other planets? Who? Hayagriva. Hayagriva is personality of Godhead. So his going is more than qualified. Okay. Anyway, but yes. Yeah, Narad Muni, and they can all travel. They are, so Narad Muni, then there is four Kumaras. Gop Kumar also went, but he went all the way to the Vaikuntha planets and the Golok Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada is writing that all the planets, that there is no point in going to higher planetary system, this planet or that planet, like say moon planet, that was just a bluff. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is a verse, Keha pape, keha punne, kare vishay bhog, bhakti gandha nahi yate, yay bhava rog. In this material world, someone is enjoying and someone is not enjoying, but actually everyone is suffering. Although some people think that they are enjoying, whereas others realize that they are suffering, actually everyone is suffering. Who in this material world does not suffer disease? Who does not suffer old age? Who does not die? No one wants to grow old or suffer from disease, but everyone must do so. Where then is the enjoyment? This enjoyment is all nonsense, because within this material world there is no enjoyment. It is simply our imagination. One should not think this is enjoyment and this is suffering. Everything is suffering. Therefore, it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the principles of eating, sleeping, mating and defending will always exist, but they will exist in different standards. Like say, it is all relative. Material world is relative. There is nothing absolute. Somebody is living 100 years human being. Some insects are living only 12 hours. But they also feel that they have lived 100 years. They have all the same, like they live for some time, they grow, they produce some byproducts, they gradually dwindle, and then they die. So these six stages are there for all the universes, means the universes also they are finished, and human being or any living being, they are finished. Demigods are like Brahma, may be living like for trillions of years, but in his estimation it's 100 years like we live. So it is all relative truth. It is not absolute. Absolute is only in this spiritual kingdom, in Krishna. Krishna is absolute, from whom everything is emanating. That is absolute. He is the source of everything. So one should not try to change like a monkey jumping from higher branch to lower branch, or like in a fairy wheel, sometime up, sometime down, higher planets, lower planets, because what are those four problems that cannot be solved? Birth, death, old age and disease that we read, that is not solved by going to any planetary system. So what one should do is to go back our real home in the spiritual kingdom, where everything is absolute, where everything is Sat, Chit and Ananda, where there is things are eternality, there is full of knowledge and full of bliss. We are in Asat area, Asat, Achit and Nirananda. So we should try to go back to our spiritual planet, where these things of birth, death, old age and disease, where there is no threefold material miseries of Adi Devik, Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik, which is not there. So that is our real problems are Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, and we should see that is suffering. Dukkha Doshano Darshanam. We should not feel very elated. Oh, I have so much money, I have so much bank balance, I have so nice wife, nice home, nice insurance, I am protected. No one is protected from the onslaught of death. So one should try, and Prabhupada is that it is all misery. There is nothing. One should not think that what shall I eat? The birds and beasts have no such problem. In the morning, they are immediately chirping, gee, 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 gee. They know that they will have their food. No one is dying, and there is no such thing as overpopulation, because everyone is provided for by God's arrangement. There are qualitative differences, but obtaining a superior quality of material enjoyment is not the end of life. The real problem is how to get free of birth, death, old age and disease. This cannot be solved by simply wasting time traveling within this universe. Even if one goes to the highest planet, this problem cannot be solved, for there is death everywhere. So, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitran Yanti Pitravrata, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, Yanti Mat Yajinopi Mam. That one who worships demigods, they go to the demigod planet. And one who worships the Pitras, forefathers, they go to the forefather planet. Bhutani Yanti, one who worships ghosts and goblins, they could go to the ghost planet. And Yanti Mat Yajinopi Mam. And one who worships Krishna, then they go to Krishna's planet. So there are many methods that has been given. There are six items of devotional service, because there is no other way going back home, back to Godhead, like by Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, you cannot go back to the spiritual kingdom. By Jnana Yoga, they may merge into the Brahman effulgence. By Karma Yoga, they may go to the higher planetary system. Karma Yoga means performing your duties according to the Varnashram system. So at the most, they could raise to Sarga Loka, higher planetary system. By Jnana Yoga, they may merge into the Brahman effulgence. By Dhyana Yoga, they may be again go to some more higher, like not really planets, but they go to Brahma Jyoti again. And but by worshipping Krishna, by Bhakti Yoga only, one can go to Vaikuntha Loka and also to Golok Vrindavan, Golok Dham. So that is the method that one has to take the Bhakti Yoga, and there are 64 items of the Bhakti Yoga. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promulgated 5 most important items for to go back home, back to Godhead. What are those 5 methods? Listen to Bhagavatam like we are reading. Living in a holy place like Vrindavan or Mathura was. That is not one of the 5 items. Diti worship. Yes, Diti worship and offering, that is all part, and eating only remnants, what has been offered, that is the 3rd one. So living in Mathura, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Diti worship, what are the 2 other ones? Association of devotees and serving the Vaishnavas. And another one, the most important, chanting the holy name of the Lord. That is the Yuga Dharma. See, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. What is that verse? Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantasya dradavrata. That one should chant the holy name constantly. How one can chant the holy name constantly? Yeah, that is, yes, your mood should be Tranadapi Sunechena, Tarurupi Shrishwana, Shishi Radha. Gokulananda ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshmanan ki jai, Shishi Gaurnitai ki jai. See, chanting means if you work for Krishna, that is also that you will think of the work. That work becomes chanting. If you have a family, if you have like children, job, but your thought is always on Krishna, can be there. You could always remember Krishna if everything is done for Krishna. If you do for yourself, you will get entangled. But if you do the things for, that is the method that one can adopt, that one may be a householder, one may be brahmachari, one may be vanprasthi, one may be sannyasi, but constantly remembering Krishna, that you should be always remember Krishna. By chanting you could remember Krishna, by reading, by association with devotees you could always remember, because that will all, atmosphere will remember, make you remember about Krishna. So when you do that, then naturally you will be able to think of Krishna. Even when you sleep, while just thinking of Krishna, you will see the dreams about Krishna. So it becomes 24 hours you could meditate on Krishna. If the life that you lead is in such a way that nothing but Krishna that you think of. So one may say, what I will do for my maintenance? Yes, but that is also for Krishna. It is Krishna's home, Krishna's family, Krishna's children. So even if you are maintaining, then that is also becomes, it is all Krishnaized. So one has to make, that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, and Srila Prabhupada has given this method that by coming regularly to the temple, associating with, so all the things in the morning program, everything is all there. There is Srimad Bhagavatam, that 5 things that we talked, even the temple atmosphere is like Mathura was. There is chanting, there is Diti worship is all there, standard. So chanting, Srimad Bhagavatam reading, so all the 5 items are very easily available if we take at least 3 hours of the morning time, come and get together. There are 3 another methods has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Other than these 5, means initially there are 64 items of devotional service. So what are those 3 most important? Yeah, prasadam. It's a name ruchi, jive daya, Vaishnava seva. If you have developed taste in chanting the holy name, if you develop taste in attachment, then you will always be chanting the holy name of the Lord. So name ruchi, jive daya. That how you could give Jivadaya is to giving them Krishna consciousness. Giving them food, giving them shelter, giving them some medicines that may be temporary. You may be able to give to 1%, 10 living being or 100 being, but not forever. And they will again, according to their karmic reaction, they will again fall down. So better to give them Krishna consciousness so they could elevate to the back home, back to Godhead, and get out of there all the karmic reaction, all the big storage of their karma is completely vanquished. Karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajam. By bhakti, all the karmas, the seeds of karma, they burn down to ashes. Means they cannot grow any further. So the best method is to give, to if you want to give a jiva daya or any philanthropic activity, then you give them Krishna consciousness. And then one has to serve the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava sevas. These 3 methods, that is also very potent. So one should develop that. And in Like there are 9 processes that Prahlad Maharaj said that there are 9 processes of devotional service. So who obtained, and if one can take to those 9 processes, like Emperor Parikshit, he was listening to this and he became very enthused. Like when Gajendra Moksha was told, then he wanted to know. He told Sukhdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj told Sukhdev Goswami that please tell me about churning the milk ocean, because there are many incarnations the Godhead are at the same time in just one Leela. What is the difference between Leela and what you are doing? What is Leela and what is whatever activity you do, is it a Leela? What is Leela? Yes? No, but you also have pastime. You had past, present, future. Practicing pastime? Oh, so one day you will be qualified? Prabhu, what is pastime? Yeah, by the karma, we are all tasked then through the 3 modes of material nature. We are bound by the ropes. We are baddha jivas. We can't have, so we are forced to do. So we can't have a pastime. Pastime means really Leela means to play. Like children, they play. So when they are fully satisfied, like a child, your mother feeds the baby, puts on nice new clothes, soft clothes, he lies down, he starts playing. He moves his legs, sometimes he sucks the toe. So the same way the Lord wants to play. And this is all the playhouse of the Lord. This material world and the spiritual world. From one, he becomes so many. Eko vai bahushyam. He creates. So it's, you may say that Ari is our suffering, is the play for the Lord? Is our suffering a play for the Lord? Because this is also his playground. Material world is also a playground for the Lord. Is it our suffering is a play for the Lord? That's my question. Yeah, you can answer. Anybody? We can't enjoy here. Anyway, dukkha doshanu darshanam, a brahma bhuna loka punaravartina arjuna. This place is a miserable place. But Krishna, what is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. That this world place is temporary and place of misery. We can't enjoy, we cannot take renunciation. Renouncing what? Everything belongs to Krishna. We say that I am renouncing, but what I am renouncing? Nothing belongs to me. We can't renounce anything. So anyway, this play means Lord wants to play. He has created in such a way that we go back and play with him, play with the Lord. That is the play. So he is inviting us, but we are the one that we have been separated from the Lord and we want to enjoy our own God play. We want to play. Like we have given a, it's like in a theater, there is a director. And the director is giving you certain role to play. Then you try to play that nicely. But if you want, like it is a play is one thing. But if you act that now, oh, I have been having, this is my wife in the play. So now he catches his hand. What would happen? She will take her shoes and beat him to the actor. If the actor, so we, our play should be according to the desire of the Lord. Because he is the supreme director. We are tossed around by the karmic reaction, but he is giving us the way to come back home, back to Godhead. And if we play properly, even if we are in a human form, play according to his desire. Means chanting his names. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to offer him food. He wants us not to eat meat or fish or eggs or intoxicate. So we have to live according to rules and regulation that has been provided. But these are the rules for this world. But there are higher rules, is to go with and play, go to the spiritual kingdom and play with the Lord. And that is what we are meant, to give enjoyment to the Lord. And we are the secondary enjoyers. He is the primary enjoyer and then we are the second. Because in association with him, we will automatically enjoy. Like mother gives pleasure to the child. Then how, if the child is, like he passes urine, what mother does? At night time, she does not want to get up. She puts the child on the dry side. But she feels pleasure. in putting, if the child is happy, the mother is happy. If the child feeds, suppose there is no food, very little food, she will give to the child. And when child is happy, mother automatically feels that she is satisfied. Her stomach is full. This is because of our attachment, because we think that it is part, the child is part and parcel of the mother. Same thing that we are in part and parcel. So if we give pleasure to Krishna because of his connection, automatically we will be happy. Because we are his part. Like yesterday there was a play. Somebody was there in that drama. What was that drama? Serve the stomach. They, right. Yeah. Same thing that we are parts of the personality of Godhead. So parts has to serve the whole. Whole is Krishna. If we serve, we are automatically get nourished. Like watering the root, the tree becomes all green and happy. All the leaves and twigs and branches and fruits, they all flourish. If you put the food in the stomach, we get all nourished, all the parts. So if we serve Krishna, if he's happy, automatically we become happy. So that is the formula that has been given by all the Vedic literature. And if we adopt that, I will just read that how just by this Parikshit Maharaj, he attended his spiritual perfection or platform simply by hearing from Sri Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami attained the same simply by recitation, verbatim. He did not change of the transcendental message which he received from his great father, Sri Vyasadeva. Prahlad Maharaj attained spiritual success by remembering the Lord constantly in pursuance of the instructions given by the Narad Muni, the great saint and devotee. Lakshmi Ji, the goddess of fortune, attained success simply by sitting and serving the lotus feet of the Lord. King Prathu attained success simply by worshipping the Lord. Akrura, the charioteer, attained success simply by chanting prayers for the Lord. And Hanuman, Mahavir, the famous non-human devotee of Lord Sri Ramchandra, attained success simply by carrying out the orders of the Lord. Arjun, the great warrior, attained the same perfection simply by making friends with the Lord. And Emperor Bali, that we are reading about Bali Maharaj, attained success by surrendering everything unto the Lord. So after this chapter, like the demigods, they lose the kingdom, and the Bali Maharaj becomes very, very powerful. And then another incarnation of the Godhead, Vamandev, he comes and then he begs and takes away all the three planetary system from Bali Maharaj. Then he gives it back to the demigods. So positions, whether you are king of the heavenly planet or anywhere, they are all temporary, and one should try to achieve something permanent, because we are permanent. Unless we are in the permanent nature, we are eternal being. In a temporary material world is temporary. We cannot be happy unless we are placed back into the eternal atmosphere. And this is not eternal atmosphere. Even if it is a long duration, in sojourn of our eternity, this material life is like a flash. It's like a flickering. It's like a, what is electricity that glows for a while when there is a rainy season. So that is like that. Chapala sukhalava lagire. So one should try to get, and so just like fish cannot be happy out of the water, whatever you feed. And same thing, the soul can never be happy in a material atmosphere. Our atmosphere is the spiritual atmosphere, because we are a spiritual being. So please take to this Krishna conscious process to the whole heart. That is the only method. There is no other method. There is no other method. There is no other method. And for this yoga, chanting the holy name of the Lord is the best and quickest and easiest method. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan hyasti ek mahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga param vaget. That we could be free from this material entanglement, and param vrajet means we go to the spiritual planet. Param dhama, that is Golok Vrindavan, and we are all meant to go there, and and we are all trying to strive. So it will be possible one day if we do it more sincerely. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments or questions?